Clean slate here.
Okay.
I want to know honestly, what was your, because I want to obviously resolve this issue. What was your problem? What was your concern with everything that's been going on? Just so I'm aware, so I know what's going on. Because there was a lot of miscommunication. I talked to Ryan for like 2 hours afterwards.
Okay.
There was a lot of miscommunication. I also talked to Diego and Alex at BCP.
Okay.
I don't know what the problem is here. You're blaming us like we did all these horrible things, but all we did is didn't tune your car in a realistic timeline. We did not tune it. We did not finish it.
Right.
We had two revisions. It was done. Okay. I think we went above and beyond even the first time. There's a lot of things I did to your car that I didn't even charge you for.
Okay.
We detailed your car afterwards. We don't ever do that. We did extra shit that we didn't even need to do. Okay. Am I right on that one or no?
Yeah, you did detail it.
I mean, did I not do extra stuff on anything else or no?
What
we bought extra parts. We bought extra seals, clips, the fender lines. You got brand new fender lines. I didn't charge you for that.
Okay.
You said they were on the car. I did discover photos later on. They were not even there.
Okay.
And I spent $1,400 on fender liners for you. They didn't even charge you for that.
So the fender liners were not there to
They were not there, no.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you know these things. Like, you think we're trying to take advantage of you. I never at one point tried to take advantage of you.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. Our timeline sucked. I told you whatever I told you, however it was. It took way longer than that. I understand. We've been busy as all fuck, which I'm sure you see. We're not busy because we suck. We're busy because we're good at what we do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A couple times you text me like 10, 11 o'clock at night asking me for an update. That's not really the professional way to go about it.
I never text you at 10, 11.
Want to pull it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we can prove that point. Regardless, after 5 o'clock, could we agree on that one? After 5 o'clock?
I'd like 5:30, 5:45,
like
yes.
8, 9 o'clock?
No.
Okay, let me pull it up just so we can just get this okay. all squished and out of here.
When was the 908?
I just want you to understand that why I was so frustrated the other day is, like, I don't... Like, honestly, what do we do that piss you off? I just want to know.
As far as...
Fuck the conversation. It doesn't matter, bro. The car is done. It's good.
Okay.
I just want to... I want to know from you, what do we do to upset you?
As far as the...
Just in general, overall. Okay. Because, I mean, you obviously made this huge ruckus over something, to me, was pretty small. I just want to see you. Like, I just want to be on the same page as you.
Okay.
Obviously, I want to make the situation right.
As far as just when you said it would be done several times beforehand and it wasn't, the delays in communication, the fact that you were saying that it was always Ronnie that delaying it, which never not necessarily was the case, according to speaking to him. And as far as what happened yesterday, speaking to my attorney, that's embezzlement, but nevertheless...
Dude, I have attorneys. I'm ready to pay. Listen, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
You don't want to go down that route. I'm being serious.
Okay.
And neither do I.
Okay.
Do you want to go waste money on an attorney? You can't sue a business without an attorney. Do you want to go waste money on an attorney? Because if you think you can get money back, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
We didn't damage your car.
All right.
We didn't cause any damage, did we?
No, you didn't cause any damage.
Okay. Did we cause any damage prior to?
No, no damage.
The only reason you're upset is because we told you one hypothetical.
Right, right. 1 week as opposed
aside
to 4 weeks.
Aside from all the miscommunication,
yeah.
It doesn't matter because really you shouldn't have even gone to Ronnie. I've told you that before. He's told you that before. He told you that it doesn't take a week. If your car was in California, different story. I've told you multiple times on here, Omar, when Ronnie sends me a log, I can't just, gotta go do Ronnie's car. I can't do that.
All right.
I don't do that. Sometimes it takes me a day or two to get in line because I have you and 40 other cars I'm tuning at a given basis.
Okay.
It's not just... Ronnie, call me. Got to get to Ronnie's car. I got to get to Omar's car. I'm going to drop what I'm doing and go do that. Yeah, I get it. It took me like 2 hours to finish the car. But you got to understand, it's not just one car I'm tuning. I'm tuning multiple. Some other car takes a little bit longer. Now I'm fucked. Now I got to play catch up with you and like 10 other cars. It just shit happens.
Okay.
I never did anything to you to fuck you over, basically. That's what I'm thinking that you're literally accusing me of, that I fucked you over. No, we just took longer than what made you happy. Am I right?
Yeah, there was a delay in the
That's
car.
It.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything illegal. We didn't do anything to harm you or your vehicle or your finance or anything like that. When you came here 2 days ago, I'm like, I do apologize. We did take longer than what I promised. I'm like, here's a grand back. We'll get your car done by tomorrow, which you didn't even need your car 2 days ago. You were going to Toledo anyway. You could have came yesterday, picked up your car, and gone to Toledo, but you chose not to, right? You were here in Michigan. You could have came, picked it up 5 minutes, boom, hit the road to Toledo.
No, I mean, the time you called me, I was already getting ready to go to Toledo. And I had an appointment at Toledo, so yeah.
With a rental, you boom, boom, 5 minutes, boom, hit the road. I know you don't live, like, you don't have to go all your way. I'm just saying, like, a lot of this stuff, like, you made such a big issue 2 days ago for no reason.
Okay.
Am I right? And I understand you have every right to be upset. I completely get that. I'll be pissed, too. If somebody told me a week and it took three, I'd be pretty upset, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But we're a performance facility. We're not a GTR dealership. We're not a Nissan dealership. They tell you it'll be done by this date. We're an independent facility. Things take time. I get it. I fucked up. I told you a week, and I think it took like three. Right?
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. What am I going to do now? You're like, oh, sorry, here's your 2 weeks back. That can't happen. All I can do is apologize and try to make it right. I tried doing that, and you just kept on escalating the situation.
Okay, I didn't escalate, but that's, I mean, it's, what are we here for? Can I just
Omar,
take my...
Omar, did I not, though?
Can I just take my car?
No, because I want to know why you reported us, why you're shit-talking about us online, why you lied to DCP, why you lied to Ronnie.
I didn't lie to Ronnie,
you
I didn't
did,
lie
though.
To
you
BCP.
You told them we never tuned your car. You told BCP that we never even tuned your car. Ronnie's like, no, that's a lie.
I never
we
said
We are
that.
Almost done tuning his car.
I never said that. I emailed him, I can show you the email that I had with BCP. I said it's in the midst of tuning process and it's been going on for quite some time.
What about the shit-talking about us?
What shit-talking?
Regardless, just move on from this.
I do apologize that we took longer.
Okay.
Offer the refund. That's obviously off the table. You didn't want it.
Right.
$1,000 back. Wouldn't that be pretty good right now, a grand?
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just asking you. Would it not be?
Stop pounding
it. Like, he came here pounding us, and now it's like, I'm going to need you to review this, and let me know what you think about this.
I'm not signing this.
Okay, so what would you like for me to do from here on out?
I'd just like to have my car, as you said, it was ready to get done. As far as signing an NDA, I'm not signing anything under duress.
Under what?
Under duress.
Do you even know what that is?
Yes, I spoke to my lawyer, and that's what he said.
Okay. So do you want to go to court?
I just want to take my car.
Do you want to go to court?
Car, and if he talks
Jamie,
to
you, stop. Do you want to go to court? I'm just asking.
So you're saying you're not going to give me my car?
Dude, just gave you your keys. Your car's
okay.
Done.
Okay.
I'm just asking you, do you want to go to court?
At this point in time, I don't know what I want to do. I just want to go
home. Omar, do you like wasting money? I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm ready to go either way.
Okay, that's fine.
I just want to prove a point that we didn't do anything wrong to you. We took longer than what you were obviously anticipating was going to be, and that's it, and you got pissed.
What do you want from me?
Well, you reported us to BBB for no reason. I don't care about that. BBB is nothing.
Okay.
You defamed us to Ronnie and to BCP, right?
No. Whatever. Defaming is saying something that wasn't true.
Correct.
Right. It's all true.
Defaming is also bashing.
Correct.
No.
Did you not bash us?
I said what was the truth as far as what was
happening. Did you not bash us?
No, I didn't. I said the truth as far as what was going on. As far as what's that bashing, I don't believe so.
Just give him the card, okay. To be honest with you. So I'm not really worried about an attorney that says we're doing embezzlement.
I know. How are we doing embezzlement?
Okay.
How are we defrauding you?
No, fraud and embezzlement are different.
It's the same exact thing. If you look up the definition of embezzlement, it's fraud.
No. Yes. Embezzlement is withholding property or wealth after it has been given to someone without giving it to someone.
While committing fraud. We never committed fraud.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Let me see. Mm-hmm. So much shit on here. Oh, to protect all of us.
Yeah, I looked.
You did read the part though too about how you would be responsible paying my legal fees if we went, correct?
Yeah, that's
okay. Correct. Just so we're on the same page with that one. I don't like wasting money, bro. The car's done. Runs phenomenal.
Okay.
Ronnie said it runs. Oh, by the way, hold on a second. Shit. That's yours.
All right.
You have a laptop?
I do, yeah.
Okay. All you gotta do is download. Let's see where he goes right here. Just scan that with your phone.
Okay.
And everything else shows you how to do. And it's going to tell you to plug this into your laptop.
The app.
Yep. Okay. And that's it. Super, super. You don't have to even change any tunes. Obviously, if you want to go to map 1 and map 2, you have to use this.
Okay.
It's on map 2 right now, so it's balls to the walls. Don't forget you're on E85. You're not on pump gas.
Right.
It has like 3/4 tanks, so it should be good. But you check the logs again. We did like 4 revisions, and it's fixed.
Am I okay with using regular fuel as a flex fuel? Or
yes.
It has to be? Okay.
Yeah, it'll go back and forth.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll probably just go
computer.
To map 1.
You have to do your computer first. Plug it in. I don't think that one has a USB. I'm pretty sure only masters do. Yeah, only masters do. So when you download Accutech, it'll ask you to plug it in for it to be able to download. So you plug that in into the OBD. It'll finish the download, and then you're able to download the actual tune.
Yeah, I have the app. It's asking me, like, do I just... It was asking for dealers and all that stuff, so I didn't know what to do. So I just logged in my username and password, and that's it.
Why the heck do you use such a small phone? Okay. I selected it. So you have Ronnie actually selected.
Okay.
And then here we'll go to Carl Schrader. We just plug it into your car.
Right.
You already need that so you can switch things.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably just do map 1. I don't really think I need
map. Yeah, you can drive on map 2 too. It's not going to matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't watch again because it fucking rained yesterday.
That's alright.
Get the. Do you have that full open?
Yeah, it's going to rain tomorrow anyway, so.
I again, bro. No harm, no fucking how it goes. No foul, no harm. How the fuck does it go?
No harm, no foul.
That one. Yeah. Never had an issue with you. Yeah, we took longer. We obviously promised. We're working on it. Dude, we only got two guys and 500 fucking cars, so it's hard. Want to flip your... Still like connect right away.
The keys.
Can I go on your settings and find Bluetooth real quick?
Bluetooth.
Yep.
It's on.
Is it?
Yeah. Does the car need to be on?
The ignition's on.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty positive you have to do it this way because that's a special fucking thing. I've never done, like, the custom one. I've only done, like, the master ones. It just works differently.
Okay. Oh, if it's... Yeah, if there's instructions, then I should be okay.
Yeah, scan it. Do it this way. Scan it that way. Do it that way.
Okay.
Every single one is different. Like, once you lock it to your car, that's it. It's called, like, cop.
Okay. If I can drive a map, too, then I'll...
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll still be flex fuel.
All right.
Don't forget on E, change your oil like every 3,000 miles on E85. It's different. So it's already fresh. I didn't charge you for the last oil change either, just so you're aware. I did another one, obviously, but 3,000 miles, it'd be good.
Okay.
So once you're still there, if you have any problems with it, just let me know.
Okay.
So you'll be good, bro.
All right,
I appreciate you. Again, I apologize for everything. If you need anything, let me know. I'll take care of you.
All right.
All right, man.
Thanks. Thank you.